St. Louis-style ribs and sensational pulled pork. Rib City on Manchester, just east of 270 in the Colonnade Center. It's easy to find. Save room for that coconut cream pie. It's a delight. Hungry? Make it Rib City.
Traveling to an old friend or coworker? There's a Choice Hotel nearby, and earn rewards for your stays when you join the Choice Privileges program. Visit choicehotels.com for reservations and details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS, and this portion of the show is brought to you by the Orrick Home Centers all across the St. Louis area. Great vacuum cleaners and other great cleaning products for your home. O-R-E-C-K spells Orrick. I am Paul Harris, Ian Geist, Dan Strauss here with me in the studio, and now news director Colin Jeffrey puts on his cape and becomes the superhero alter ego showbiz boy to talk about movies and other stuff. Hi, Colin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing fine. Nice to have you in the studio again today. Before we get to the reviews, did you happen to see Kate Upton in our town this week?
Yes, I did, in a picture with Alexandra Daddario, in fact.
Now,
I didn't
she?
See them. Did you watch True Detective?
Yes.
That is Woody Harrelson's mistress.
Okay.
So
okay.
Quite a foursome.
yeah, yes, they certainly are.
I saw their pictures. No, I didn't get to.
They were in town with William H. Macy and his wife, Felicity Huffman. They're all making a movie, or were making a movie earlier this week here in St. Louis called The Layover. I know nothing about it.
Well, that's all I know, too.
I'm pretty sure that anybody who spotted Kate Upton will remember it.
They didn't ask you now that you have a movie credits?
Well, my movie hasn't come out yet.
Oh.
My movie
so
hasn't
they,
come out until September.
If they asked
they
me, but I was
seen
busy.
It first,
yeah, Dan is more of a veteran. How many gigs did you get after your cameo appearance in Up in the Air, Dan? Major motion pictures? Too many to count?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's waiting
for
Up in the Air Again.
Yeah.
The sequel.
Yeah. Up in the Air Again.
The sequel, Put Me Down.
Up in the Air, yeah. In the Cloud.
Well, we do have a couple of movies that are already out and playing around town. Let's talk about those, including one that opened on Wednesday called Entourage, which is the big screen version of the movie, the series that ran on HBO for, what, half a dozen seasons?
Yeah, it started in 2000, yeah.
Now, before we get to the review, I have to ask you, as showbiz boy, why would you open that on Wednesday, June 4th?
Because you want to capture the box office early. That's honestly why. You want to open it before you run into San Andreas or anything like that on the weekends, a big blockbuster. You're going to try and get people who go out midweek, and as I'm certain we'll get to, you want to counteract what will more than likely be not great reviews.
Ah, okay.
That's part of why you do it, is it because, and we'll talk about it more, but when you look at how the critics have viewed it versus how people have viewed it,
yeah.
They tell two different tales.
Did you watch Entourage on HBO?
I watched a few episodes of it. I was never a fanatic. That's not my brand of...
I was never a fanatic for it, but I started watching it when it first came on the air, and I was intrigued, and it was an interesting insider Hollywood tale of this up-and-coming young actor and his buddies who had he'd grown up with, and they kind of hung out with him, and he was, you know, 20-something, and they all hung out and had adventures with hot women and you know, inside the movie business kind of stuff in Hollywood. And it was kind of well told in the first season, and then... Yeah, the second season it came back, and there was more of the same, and then it was season after season after season, and I will admit to you that I watched every episode as kind of a guilty pleasure.
That's fair.
And it's the only reason I went to see the movie this week, because I had seen every episode of it on TV, and I thought, okay, well, guilty pleasure, I'll go watch another episode, now in 90-minute form.
Okay.
But you had not watched the series that much.
No, but I tuned back in for I've seen the series finale, and so I sort of saw, I don't know if you can call it growth with these characters, but we'll say that. There was some growth by the end of the series where our main, well, the sort of the protagonist, Vincent Chase, Adrian Grenier.
Mm-hmm.
He settled down with a reporter, correct?
I don't remember.
He settled down with a woman finally, put the womanizing days behind him. Ari, played by Jeremy Piven, in the role, he should play this role forever.
Yeah.
This is Jeremy Piven. I don't know that he's even acting. I think this might be Jeremy Piven. Just as a human, he might be this role. Ari,
yeah.
He had stepped back and retired and was going to work on his marriage, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed, okay, sort of they grew out of this Hollywood lifestyle, mm-hmm. just disposable women.
Jeremy Piven had been Vincent Chase's
agent,
and then worked his way up into a studio executive or something like that. Yeah.
So, I mean, I watched it. I wasn't, so I knew where the characters left off. And now we've picked
back
up.
The series went off the air 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
None of the actors, with the exception of Jeremy Piven, who's continued to work, none of these actors has gone on to do anything else, right?
Nothing of note.
Adrian Grenier, Kevin Connolly, Kevin Dillon, and Jerry Ferrara. They were the star of a TV series for years, and then that was pretty much it.
That was a phenomenon for a while there. I mean, that was, for a few years, this was HBO's flagship show in, you know, the mid-2000s. This was getting people to sign up for HBO, and it turned out they're not that great.
No.
Outside of this.
Okay, so what did you think of the movie?
Well, I was disappointed from the beginning when they sort of, they do this kind of clunky montage. If you've never seen the show, you can pick up the movie and they'll kind of explain what we did. They
Let me just interrupt you for a second to say that that exposition comes at a cost. And the cost is, it's told to you by Piers Morgan.
Yes.
Who is a despicable human being and was rightly canceled by CNN for being horrible on the air. It could never claim to be a journalist, even though he once ran one of those British trashy tabloids. And is just, like I said, a horrible human being. And the fact that he appeared on screen in this made my stomach turn.
So not a good start to the movie.
And the fact that they have him as the guy who is, you know, they make him out like, oh, yes. And Piers Morgan has the inside story on this, like he's a big TV celebrity. He's a has-been now, isn't he?
Yes. I don't know what he does now. I really don't. I don't know what he does. I think he's on UK's Got Talent. I think he still judges that, maybe.
Mm.
So there you go.
All right.
So they do this montage, and the one charming moment I will say you get from it is you see Vincent Chase's character was discovered in a Mentos commercial way back in the day. And they show you that commercial, and you're like, oh, for fans of the show, isn't that cute?
Mm-hmm.
But outside that, the only other bit of sort of narration it sets up is that there will be a lot of cameo appearances. And they start off with, Piers Morgan for some reason.
Yeah.
So it continues. In this case, what we find is Adrian Grenier, Vincent wants to now direct a movie. He's the it man in Hollywood. And he says, I want to direct a movie. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try and line up financing through my friend Ari, who's now the head of a studio.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get, here's a stretch for an acting chops. We're going to get a Texas gazillionaire, who's kind of a hillbilly, to finance this, played by Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes.
So, you know, showing his range there, playing a bit of a hillbilly. And then it's the travail. If you've seen an episode, you understand. It's, oh, is it going to happen? Is everything going to work out for, you know, this chosen boy?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where the movie goes. I have to say, the premise for the movie that he wants to direct.
Paper thin.
Is so dumb.
Yeah.
It's a CGI-heavy telling of Jekyll and Hyde.
Yes. It's called Hyde.
He calls it Hyde to be edgy.
Yeah.
And it's probably a good thing.
I know.
I don't know.
It's a good thing we're not reviewing that.
Yes.
Although I'm not sure we would say anything more positive about it.
So where do we find ourselves? They're back to sort of their womanizing ways, and there are a ton of cameos, but even...
Well, before you get to the cameos.
Yes.
Would you agree with me that this movie has more hot women in it than any other movie this year?
Yeah.
Every place this guy goes, a party on a yacht, a party in his backyard, a club he goes to, it's 10, 10, 10, 10. Every woman is a 10.
Yes, but what's perhaps most disturbing is it's like a party on a yacht. Okay, you expect to see women in swimsuits there. And then it's like, oh, I'm walking down the street. Oh, look at this. Here's a woman wearing essentially nothing walking down the street with me.
Yeah.
It makes... This,
that's the fantasy aspect of the show and I guess the movie.
This show and this movie reinforce that what it is to me, it is a hybrid of soap opera for men and 50 Shades of Grey for men. It's this like weird convergence of nothing ever goes really wrong, passing of time is unimportant,
yep,
and every woman is just exists to fulfill your sexual desires.
Yes.
And that's what it is.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
But that's...
So that's why it was when the show was on HBO, it was called the male version of Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm. Now, we'll say this version of the TV show turned movie from an HBO series turned out better than the Sex and the City movie.
I'll take your word for it.
It's got, it's got that going for it.
I've never seen any Sex and the City moment, let alone the movie.
I haven't seen a lot of them.
But I did watch all of the Entourage. I actually made a list of the people who were in this movie, just cameos. By the way, Billy Bob Thornton's son is played by Haley Joel Osment.
Yes.
I did not know that until I saw the credits.
How old is he now?
Not as old as you think, but it looks like he ate young Haley Joel Osment.
Yes, he does.
Oh.
Not to be mean, but
he's
he
a big
has,
one, huh?
Yes, he is.
He has a wide head now.
Yeah, he does.
Like a very...
So here are some of the cameos of this movie. Mark Cuban from Shark Tank and the Dallas Mavericks. Kelsey Grammer, actually a very funny cameo.
Mm-hmm.
There are sports guys, Rob Gronkowski and Russell Wilson and Clay Matthews and Tom Brady and Jim Gray, the sportscaster. David Arquette, Jon Favreau, Andrew Dice Clay, Gary Busey, Bob Saget, Greg Louganis, Pharrell Williams, Mark Wahlberg, who's a producer of this because he produced the series. It was kind of based on his life, mm-hmm, starting out as a young star in Hollywood. Jessica Alba, Armie Hammer, Common, Richard Schiff from The West Wing, Martin Landau and George Takei.
Yes.
Takei, how did they get in there? And how about Warren Buffett?
Yeah.
Warren Buffett has a cameo in Entourage? Yes, we're not kidding.
And that's not all of... I mean, there have to
be more.
That's
a tenth of the cameos that are in this
movie.
It's
just... It's just kind of trying to flat. It's, I guess they're saying, oh, this is Hollywood. And maybe they're trying at satire, but if
no,
that's
there's
they
no
miss,
satire here. This guy, yeah. Doug Ellen, who created the series and wrote, directed, edited, produced, and did everything else for this movie.
He's the only one who's not in it.
Is the only one who's not in it. But he just keeps the spirit of that show alive. That, you know, for this guy, Vincent Chase, everything always works out. There are some obstacles in life, but he's the pretty boy, and he gets the girl, he gets the job, he gets whatever he wants. He gets the money, etc.
Everything.
That's, you know, that was the Entourage series, that was the movie. If you really like the series, you really like the movie. If you never saw the series, there's no reason to see the movie. And by the way, if you're a woman, there's really no reason to see this movie.
No. No, it's... We've had a really good summer for blockbusters putting women in powerful roles, and this is just... Women are set decoration in this movie.
Yeah.
They somehow take the most feared woman on the planet, Ronda Rousey, and manage to play her off as kind of like, oh, isn't that cute? She beats people
right.
up.
That's right, yes.
And it's
if you don't know who she is the cage fighting MMA specialist who kicks every other woman's butt, and some guys, too. Has she fought a guy?
I don't think so yet, no.
Yeah, so it's... I mean, you feel... It feels moralistic to say, oh, it's just objectifying women. But really, that's what it's doing. And it doesn't even try to hide it. It's just like, look, I just wonder what the casting was like for that. They turned women away, clearly. So how many women are walking around Hollywood that auditioned to do this? And like,
who are tens?
You're not hot enough to walk down. I don't understand this.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Miss Upton. We can't possibly find a place for you in this movie.
Yes. So... It's there.
Yeah.
I mean, it got made. I hope this is the end of Entourage.
But I guarantee it's not.
Yeah,
well, will this make money?
It actually, the Wednesday night numbers came back, and it didn't look great for it. It made some money, but everyone sort of lowered their expectations for this upcoming weekend. Now, that being said, this, by audiences, a cinema score, well, that's what audience members go and vote on, has an A-. People who are going to it are fans.
Yeah.
So the question is someone a fan going to be able to convince someone who's not a fan to go see this?
No.
I don't know.
If you're not a fan of Entourage,
critics
there's no reason to
like
see it.
Critics don't like it, so it's not going to be the hit, but it costs them nothing to make.
What about the other comedy/light movie that's coming out this weekend, which is Melissa McCarthy in Spy?
What's interesting is we've got a lot of R-rated movies coming out this week, which is kind of odd for the middle of summer,
mm-hmm,
because kids can't go see them, teens can't go see them. Spy, I didn't get to see. I wish I could have. Just didn't work out with scheduling. I'm going to pay to go see this, though, because I haven't heard a bad thing about it.
Really?
Like, I haven't heard a bad thing about it.
From my understanding, she is it the FBI or the CIA that she works for?
I think the CIA. She has to go undercover.
She's a desk jockey. She's like an analyst for the CIA. And then for some reason, she has to go into the field.
Yes. And she meets up there with Jason Statham, who I may be pulling for more than anyone to become a megastar because I think he's great. If you go back and watch him in his early stuff, Lock, Sock, and Two Smoking Barrels, he's funny.
Is he in any big series that we can think of?
Big series?
Yeah. Movie series?
Yeah. He just showed up in Fast and Furious 7 this year.
Huh. What are the odds that Colin really likes a guy who's in one of the Furious movies?
I just really want him to do... He's been sort of knocking on the door of being a superstar. And hopefully this does... Because he's funny. He's charming. He does the action.
He was really good in The Italian Job. With Mark Wahlberg, by the way.
He was very good. He was good in the first Transporter, and then they just kept making them.
Mm-hmm.
He was good in a very stupid movie that if you'd want dumb summer action, go rent Crank. I'm not going to say much about it. Just go rent. It's just 90 minutes of action.
I think Jason Statham is having the career that Vin Diesel thought he was going to have.
Yeah. So Vin Diesel tried to act.
That's about it. Yeah. How'd that work out?
The knockaround guys.
Not so much. But Spy, is that going to do big at the box office?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the big one this weekend because, you know, San Andreas was huge last weekend, but I think everyone saw it that wanted to see it, and it'll still make some money. But Spy, I think that'll be the big winner this week.
All right, now let me talk about another movie that is opening this weekend in St. Louis. I actually saw this at a screening a couple of weeks ago. It's called Love and Mercy. It is the story of Brian Wilson, who is the genius songwriter for the Beach Boys. Now, if you think of the Beach Boys as Surfing USA, that early stuff was relatively simple. Take some Chuck Berry riffs, turn it into a surfing song, you get some hits, and that's what the Beach Boys were. But then about 1965, Brian Wilson really started letting his creativity come through. And he was starting to write songs like Wouldn't It Be Nice and God Only Knows and Good Vibrations. Things that were much more complex. And this movie shows you that Brian Wilson. That Brian Wilson is played by an actor named Paul Dano, who the last time I saw him was in a movie called Prisoners, which came out a couple of years ago, and which was incredibly disturbing. I also saw him in a movie I liked a lot, which I recommended a couple of years ago, called Ruby Sparks. You ever see that one?
No.
That was written by his girlfriend, Zoe Kazan. And I'll just go off on a tangent here about that movie for a moment. In that movie, he is a writer who is frustrated because he can't come up with a new novel. And so he starts writing a novel about a young woman, and she appears. And it becomes apparent to him that what he writes on the page, that's what she says, and that's what she does, and that's who she becomes. Hmm. And so, I mean, it's kind of like a little literary fantasy thing, but it was written by a woman. And takes a turn that you wouldn't think it would take if it were written by Doug Ellen, the guy who wrote Entourage, because you know what he'd have a woman do if a man could control her. It's very different. So that's called Ruby Sparks, and that's a movie you may not know that you may want to put on your Netflix queue.
He was also in a couple other movies that are worth mentioning that he was great in, I thought, Little Miss Sunshine and There Will Be Blood.
Yes.
He was great in both.
Yes, he was the silent brother in Little Miss Sunshine.
Yes.
Yeah, he was very good in that. Paul Dano is his name, and he plays the young Brian Wilson. And you see that Brian Wilson creating all of these novel, at the time, sounds for an album that became known as Pet Sounds, which was such a breakthrough in terms of musical creativity that it knocked the Beatles for a loop. So much so that McCartney and Lennon realized we really have to up our game, and they came back with Sgt. Pepper's, which was another game changer. But Pet Sounds came first. And you see in this movie the young Brian Wilson in the studio with some of the members of the Wrecking Crew. Now, you may remember a few weeks ago I talked about the Wrecking Crew because their documentary is finally available streaming online. The Wrecking Crew were the Los Angeles-based studio musicians who played on about 10,000 hit songs. Every song that was recorded in Los Angeles, including many of the Beach Boys songs, it was the Wrecking Crew that played on them. And in fact, in the movie, in Love and Mercy, this Brian Wilson movie, you see Brian Wilson telling Mike Love and Carl Wilson and Dennis Wilson and Al Jardine, the other members of the band, his brothers and cousins, and friend, he says to them, look, I don't want to go out on tour anymore. I know we have all these hit songs, and I know we're making a lot of money, but I'm not good on stage. I don't like being just the guy who's playing bass on stage. I want to stay home, and I want to write the songs. I have all these creative ideas exploding inside of my head. You guys go out and be the Beach Boys, and I will write the stuff and have it ready for you that when you come back off the road, you'll go into the studio and you'll just have to sing the stuff, and I'll record it with the Wrecking Crew. And they reluctantly agree to that. And while they're gone, he's creating Pet Sounds with these great musicians, Hal Blaine, the drummer, and Carol Kay, the bass player. And they're, all of these great musicians are also portrayed in the movie from the Wrecking Crew. And those scenes are fantastic because it's very rare that you get to see a musical biopic where the creativity is right there in front of you. I can tell you that it happened in the James Brown movie that came out last year, Get On Up, where James Brown is explaining to his musicians, every one of you, no matter what you're playing, you're a drum. The horns, you're a drum. The guitars, you're a drum. I mean, it's a great scene in there because it was all about the rhythm for James Brown. Well, in this one, you see Brian Wilson experimenting with new sounds, having people playing their instruments in different ways, bringing in odd things that aren't really musical instruments, but putting them in there as part of the sound and creating this this new musical paradigm with stuff that nobody had ever done before. Those scenes are fantastic. But that's only half the movie. The other half of the movie, which is going on at the same time, is the older Brian Wilson, who's not played by Paul Dano in makeup. He's played by John Cusack.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific actor. And that Brian Wilson is the older Brian Wilson who had fallen under the spell, unfortunately, of a whack job psychologist by the name of Dr. Eugene Landy, who really shouldn't be called a doctor. In fact, later we find out that his medical, all his medical stuff is taken away. His license is taken away. But he is essentially over-medicating Brian Wilson to the point where he's really in just a stupor. He has himself named the guardian of Brian Wilson and his estate and everything else. He won't let Brian Wilson eat. He won't let him drink certain things. He keeps his refrigerators and his cabinets locked up. He has him taking pills upon pills upon pills upon pills and turning him into nothing more than a zombie head case in his own home and in his own life. And it's in that timeline that Brian Wilson meets a woman by the name of Miranda at a Cadillac dealership. Miranda is played by Elizabeth Banks in what I think is the best performance she's ever given.
Wow.
And he falls for her, and she kind of falls for him, but she's kind of both intrigued and kind of disgusted by this Eugene Landy and the strings he's pulling as if Brian Wilson were his personal marionette. And obviously Landy is in it because he's getting a lot of money from Brian Wilson and controlling him and his estate and all of that. And Miranda wants to break free. Now, I don't think I need to say spoiler alert on a movie that's about a real guy and incidents that happened decades ago. But I will tell you that Brian and Miranda Wilson are still a couple and were involved in the production of this movie.
Okay.
And so we get to see that timeline, but that's the harder part of the movie to do because it's hard to portray mental illness on the screen. People who are having trouble getting through their daily life because they've got stuff going on inside their head, that's hard to portray on the screen. I think the only time it's ever been done really effectively was when Russell Crowe played John Nash in A Beautiful Mind, and you got to see all the hallucinations that were going on and all of that sort of stuff. It was brilliantly portrayed. I thought Ron Howard did a great job with the movie. There were issues with the movie, but it was brilliantly portrayed on screen. In this, you don't see that so much. And in fact, that part of the movie, it's funny that Brian Wilson is almost schizophrenic because that part of the movie is schizophrenic. But one thing I like about Love and Mercy is that they're telling the Brian Wilson story without telling his entire life. Yes, you see some about his abusive father, but it's in the context of when he was in the studio and when he was trying to create all of this stuff. You don't see him as a young boy first trying to play the piano, and we follow him through every year or every era of his life. You see these two pieces of his life told as kind of parallel stories, the Pet Sounds part and the freaked out older Brian Wilson part. And it's told very, very well. When I first walked out of there, I thought this movie's too long and too schizophrenic. But more and more as I've thought about this movie, the performances, I think, are really, really good. Paul Dano, whatever it is, and John Cusack really are good. And Elizabeth Banks is great. And by the way, Eugene Landy in this movie, can you get a more go-to actor? He's played by Paul Giamatti. Holy cow, this guy can act anything.
He's going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award at some point.
He should, because he's terrific in this, just like he's terrific in everything else. I think the only person who will not like this movie is Mike Love, the lead singer of the Beach Boys. He comes off as a jerk, and by the way, I'd heard stories about him.
Close to true story, yeah.
Yeah,
close to,
yeah, so I don't know that it's all true, but I don't have any trouble believing that it's true. I think Love and Mercy is one of the best musical biopics I've seen since the James Brown movie last year, mm-hmm. which I also really liked. It's differently told, and it's different because it has that mental health aspect to it. But the parts of the movie where you see Brian Wilson, the musical genius in his early days, creating a new kind of music that later inspired the band, that inspired the rest of the world, I think it's really, really well done. I give it an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
What do you give Entourage, by the way, on a scale of 10?
3.
Yeah, okay.
Were you going to be...
I was going to go 2.5. I'll give you the 3. Okay. I'll give you that.
Because there were moments that were charming.
Yeah.
Very few and far between.
So any other movies coming out this weekend that we need to even mention?
Insidious Chapter 3. This is another one of these low-budget films. I really liked the first Insidious. The second one I thought was all right, and now they're going for the trifecta. But Insidious 3, if you need to see that.
Okay.
I would recommend either of the other two, or if you still haven't seen it, Mad Max.
Any other showbiz stories we have to get to?
I've got a couple really fast. This date, what's today's date? I believe
June 5th.
Yeah.
June 5th, 30 years ago today. What happened?
30 years ago today, June 5th, I don't know.
Ferris Bueller took his day off.
Oh, really?
30-year anniversary of Ferris Bueller's day off. If I'd have known that, I'd have called out sick. But no, 30 years ago today, so that was just something.
How does he get onto the float at the parade and sing the song?
Why not?
Come on.
That'd be great.
I go along with all the other stuff with Cameron and with Sloan and all the other stuff that goes on in the movie. Including the
car out of...
Yes.
You go along with that, but yes. Not on the float.
Yes.
That's where you draw the line.
Trying to reverse the odometer by putting it in reverse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm down for all of that.
Yeah.
But what is it, Twist and Shout, he's singing on the float?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know how they found this out? The folks over at Baseball Prospectus looked at the scene where he's at the game, and they determined it was a Cubs-Braves game. So they started looking at, okay, what are the possible days this could be based on what happened in the game, because they used real footage. They found it out. They went someone who was on the production crew, and they confirmed, yep, it was this day in June.
Wow.
So not like the Back to the Future thing where every year you see a different picture of the readout.
So wait a second. Are you saying that the events of Ferris Bueller's day off took place on June 5th?
Or the
movie came out on June 5th?
The events were filmed on June 5th, 1985, at least that part of it. So they view that as this whole day off. Because that's the only thing you can tie to a specific
But that's
day.
Not when the movie came out.
No.
Okay.
Yes, so pretty interesting. And then as we gear up for Sharknado 3...
No one's gearing up for
yes,
that.
Yes, we are.
No.
We're all gearing up for
no,
Sharknado
No one
3.
Not related to Tara Reid. Is that her name?
Tara Reid, yes.
Mark Cuban
yes.
is also in that.
Is that why Jaws was on AMC last night?
Jaws is on AMC because they're preparing to show it in theaters again.
Oh.
That's the 40th anniversary. They're showing it a special event. I did this last week when you weren't here. I mentioned this. Jaws is coming back to theaters. You know how when you see it sitting in a movie theater before the previews,
yeah.
and they say, "Oh, this special event, the Shakespeare Royal Company."
Yeah,
they're showing Jaws on the big screen again. Special events, 500 screens nationwide, I believe,
mm-hmm.
for the 40th anniversary. I've never seen it, so I'm going to try and go.
You've never seen
on the
Jaws?
Big screen on the big screen. On the big screen. I've seen Jaws.
Okay,
I own Jaws.
Okay,
I love Jaws.
Okay,
so gearing up for Sharknado 3. Yes, we're going to let that go this time. Sci-Fi is promoting their next movie, and it is called Lavalantula.
Lavalantula?
That is lava, avalanche, and tarantula all together.
Oh.
And they released the first image of it. It looks great. Here's what I love about it. The stars of it, all from Police Academy. Steve Guttenberg, Leslie Easterbrook, Michael Winslow.
Wow.
This is going to be great. Set your DVRs. I think they may be on to something here.
You know, I think I'm going to make a movie. I'm going to call it Lava Lampula. It's about some kids in the 70s who thought they were cool because they had black lights and lava lamps in their dorm room. Then one of them knocked it over. realized it was hot, the goo spilled out, that stain stayed on the floor of that dorm room forever.
Yep.
Love it.
Shag carpet.
Look for it at a theater near you.
Lavalantula, Saturday, July 25th. That's it, Paul.
All right. Thank you very much. Colin Jeffrey, Showbiz Boy, brought to you by Oreck Home Centers throughout the St. Louis area, all locally owned and operated. O-R-E-C-K spells Oreck.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a look at traffic now with Frank Ladd.
5 to be aware. I've got an incident now at Peavely reported there. Also, a new incident in the back end of the jam from that near Highway Z southbound 55. A couple incidents down there, so watch out for that. The one near Peavely is in the left lane. Still working the accident westbound 44 at the soccer park exit. You're slow from Lindbergh now westbound on Highway 44. Eastbound on 44, there's an incident at the soccer park as well. This one's on the left lane and the left shoulder. You're backed up to about Bowles eastbound on 44. The westbound has a soccer park exit ramp closed. Southbound 270, already heavy now. Page down through Highway 44. Folks ramping onto westbound 44 have to make a quick entrance onto westbound 44 from southbound 270. Starting to see a little more volume as well. Southbound on 141, heavier than normal. From Big Bend-ish, south of Carmen Road, Big Bend down through Highway 44. Folks avoiding the southbound 270 jam. Already starting to see volume up here on westbound Manchester Road, west of 270, out through 141 as well. Normal volume westbound on 64, Kings Highway to McCausland. Then again in pockets between Clayton Warson and Mason Road. And coming up the hill from 364 out through Highway 70, westbound on Highway 64. Eastbound on 64, you're on the brakes now, Jefferson to the Poplar. This update brought to you by Choice Hotels. When you need to travel to an old friend or coworker, there's a Choice Hotel nearby. Plus, you can earn rewards for your stays as a member of their Choice Privileges program. Visit choicehotels.com and find a hotel where you're headed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550, KTRS.
Spend your Sunday afternoons with KTRS. At 3 p.m., it's the Girard Realty Show.
Basically, if the house doesn't appraise for the value that you've agreed to pay, the buyer has three options.
Followed at 4 by the Big Barbecue Show.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. Good afternoon, barbecue enthusiasts. We are broadcasting live from St. Louis Home Fire.
All this adds up to one extraordinarily indisputable fact. Sunday afternoons are special on the Big 550 KTRS.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, Mr. Shannon, I was watching the Late Movie Channel the other night, and I came across the classic.
Wait a minute, Eddie. You're not talking about 50 Shades now.
No, not that nonsense. I'm talking about Casablanca.
Ah, Casablanca. Humphrey Bogart. Ingrid Bergman. Now, that's a real movie. It's one of the greats.
Yes, it is. Iconic actors, great storyline. But really caught my attention was that bar.
Ah, now I see where you're going with this one. All that action took place at a tavern just like Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Mr. Shannon.
Fast Eddie's is definitely the place to be with the coldest beer, the cheapest and the tastiest seats, live music, and atmosphere for days with that huge heated patio. There's never a dull moment at Fast Eddie's.
You know, Mr. Shannon, this could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Oh, hold on there, big boy.
Well, I guess we'll always have Alton.
If you're 21 and in the mood, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
In national financial news, a limited number of 2015 U.S. Silver Eagle dollars are now available at an introductory price too low to reveal on the radio. In a moment, we'll provide the toll-free number to call. The Silver Eagle is the largest and purest U.S. silver dollar ever struck. 1 ounce of pure silver, and is the only silver coin guaranteed by the U.S. government for its weight and purity. Over the years, the Silver Eagle has been one of the world's most popular and widely collected silver coins. From time to time, the U.S. Mint has even suspended production during periods of exceptionally high demand. Demand for the 2015 Silver Eagle is expected to be intense, especially at this shockingly low introductory price, forcing a strict limit of just 10 per household. To claim a share of these Silver Eagles and receive a free collector's guide, interested individuals are encouraged to call now, 1-800-500-5902, 1-800-500-5902, 1-800-500-5902.
The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. This is the time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of 20 to 40% off new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard, with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need to make you go, ah, on the patio. And at 20 to 40% off, isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years? What are you waiting for? With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding, because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
G&W Meat and Bavarian Style Sausage Company is celebrating 50 years in business this week. Stop by the shop for specials, free giveaways, raffles, and an on-site barbecue this Friday and Saturday. G&W Meat is located on Parker Avenue off South Kings Highway. As always, get your free Bavarian beverage while you shop. To find out more about G&W's 50th anniversary celebrations, check them out at their website, gwsausage.com, or facebook.com/GW Meat.
You can't beat G&W Meat.
St. Louis is our home. It's in our history and in our name. We have always served the people of St. Louis, and we always will, because our hearts are here and yours are too. We are the people of St. Louis University Hospital, and this is our city. And we will always be here to heal hearts, because you are special and we are specialists. St. Louis University Hospital. For more, visit SLUSpecialists.com.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
One, two, three, four.
You know the original version of this was "You May Be Right-Handed"?
I did not know that.
No, the record company made him edit it. It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Ian Geist, Dan Strauss, thanks for listening. Harris Challenge coming up in 25 minutes. If you paid attention during the week, you'll have a chance to prove it when you take the challenge at a quarter after 5. And then later on, Mike Evans and I'll have today's batch of knuckleheads in the news. Do you have the key and peel thing handy?
Do.
Key and Peele are not going to be back on Comedy Central until July 6th, I think is the date that they are returning. But with the NBA playoffs underway last night, and we're not an NBA town, but some people are into it. With the NBA playoffs starting last night with the Golden State Warriors taking a 1-0 lead over LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, Key and Peele put together a little parody of your basic NBA courtside announcers. And not only do they parody the announcers, but they also take a few shots at the kind of guys who are NBA stars. Roll it.
And we are at capacity tonight here at the opulent Tostitos Center. 50,000 fans are ready to binge drink for a couple of hours. I tell you what, I can't wait. Hi, I'm grown man Chick Sirica.
And I'm grown man Bob DeSantio.
That's right, Bob. And we have both made careers watching adult men play a simple child's game, all while being paid more than the president.
Okay, Chick.
And it seems as though the millionaires are ready to play their game, so we can stop stalling with the mindless chat.
And the rhinos bring the ball into play.
And the alleged rapist passes the big orange ball to the sweaty legal giant. Hey,
Sir Slavis!
The legal giant easily puts the ball into the basket, making it look easy, which, if you're 7 feet tall, it is.
He made about $8,000 while he was doing it.
Now the Power Falcons are bringing the ball into play. The high school dropout inbounds to the convicted spousal abuser. He slashes through all of the drug addicts, dumps the ball up to the genetic freak. And boom, quack-a-lack-a,
cube points.
Double tap. Skirt blackass. Bingo time.
Sturm stamps.
Lussabada.
I'm just saying words that start with S.
I'm going pure nonsense.
Are you okay? I'm great, Bob.
That's perfect, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm great, Bob.
Oh, they get, you know, just like they did with the East-West Collegiate Bowl and the names, they get it big time. Speaking of sports and TV, did you hear this week that Yahoo has gotten the rights to show an NFL game next season?
No.
Well, it's not a game that anybody cares about. It's the Buffalo Bills and the Jacksonville Jaguars in London. So it'll be at like 9:30 in the morning, and the Bills and the Jaguars. Well, I actually think the Bills are going to be okay next year, but the Jaguars
maybe moving here.
Yeah, I guess we should root for the Jaguars. Yeah. You're right. On October 25th, that game will be shown in Buffalo and in Jacksonville, but will not have any national TV. So Yahoo paid at least $10 million for the rights to put it online.
Wow.
To be the first website to carry a live NFL game. And now there's talk about, well, you know, maybe the NFL will want to start streaming video online of their games, and that's when I start not watching the NFL. I mean, I'm already upset with the NFL for the concussion thing and the you have to build us a new stadium where we're going to take our ball and go somewhere else thing. But I still love the game so much that I continue to watch. I am one of those fools who falls for the NFL every year.
Don't they have stuff online that you pay for?
Well, there's NFL.com.
Yeah.
But no. I mean, yeah. You got to pay for the NFL Red Zone if you want to watch that channel on cable or satellite. And they, of course, have the NFL Network. But once they start just saying, okay, and this game will only be available online and you have to pay to watch it, yeah. I'm never paying to watch it.
No.
It's like I never go down to the Dome to watch it. When it's broadcast for free into my home. I'm willing to sit through all the beer commercials and the Viagra commercials to watch the game for free in my home. The moment you make it happen on a smaller screen, and yeah, I know I can stream video onto my TV at home, but once you make it a pain in the ass and make me pay for it, that's the end of the NFL as far as I'm concerned. You're a fan. What do you think?
No, I agree with you. Yeah, same here.
Completely agree.
And speaking of the NFL,
I can look and see how my fantasy players did online later.
That's right. You're, yeah. And here's the other thing about the NFL that steams me, and there are actually several senators who are looking into this now. You know when the NFL would do, and now we salute America and the National Guard troops from our area who went off to fight in Iraq and Afghanistan?
I heard about this.
The NFL charges the Pentagon for those salutes to the troops. The National Guard alone paid $7 million for marketing and advertising contracts over the last 3 years, including some $675,000 to have their guard troops honored during halftime of a Patriots game.
Wow.
They also paid $377,000. The New Jersey Army National Guard paid $377,000 to the New York Jets so that they could have hometown hero salutes on the billboards of the stadium. Now, if you were at a game and you saw that on the Jumbotron, wouldn't you think, all right, that's nice that the NFL is honoring the men and women who serve in the United States Armed Forces?
Or the team, that the home team is honoring someone.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Oh, that's good that the Rams are going to be giving some time and honoring them or bringing them out on the field and getting a standing ovation for them. Nope. They're making the military pay to be honored like that.
Wow.
I'll still watch, though. I'm such an idiot. It's 4:57 at the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic now with Frank Ladd.
Let me track down those accidents. Southbound 55. Turns out it's only one southbound 55, and it's at Highway Z, blocking the left lane and left shoulder. You're backed up between M and Z now. They just cleared the accident, it looks like, eastbound on 44 near the soccer park that had been blocking the left lane and left shoulder. Still some volume from Bowles up to the soccer park exit. Soccer park exit westbound 44 is still closed from the accident that happened in Wow, had to have been the 6 o'clock hour this morning. It's a rollover tractor-trailer accident there. You're heavy westbound on 44 from Lindbergh out through the soccer park. This has problems amounting for southbound 270 drivers. You're jammed from Page down through Highway 44. Folks ramping on to westbound 44 from southbound 270. Also seeing volume westbound on Manchester Road out between 270 and past 141. Southbound 141 stacks up. Lots of extra volume there between Big Bend and Highway 44. Westbound 64, you're on the brakes in pockets from before Kings Highway now near Taylor out through Big Bend. Then again between Lindbergh and Mason Road. And out near Highway 70, approaching Highway 70 from Highway N. Eastbound 270, slow going up in North County, coming around the Bend McDonald, up through 170. Eastbound 64, northbound 55, normal delays headed towards the Poplar. This update brought to you by Choice Hotels. When you need to travel to an old friend or coworker, there's a Choice Hotel nearby. Plus, you can earn rewards for your stays as a member of their Choice Privileges program. Visit choicehotels.com and find a hotel where you're headed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
Spend your Sunday evening with KTRS. At 6 p.m., it's the Big Sports Show.
Welcome back to the Big 550 KTRS in St. Louis. I am John Hadley.
Followed at 7 with Outdoors Dan.
All right, welcome to this week's edition of the Outdoors Dan Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
At 9, it's the Dennis George Show.
Happy Sunday to you. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to you all.
All this adds up to one extraordinarily indisputable fact. Sunday evenings are special on the Big 550 KTRS.
Beer, 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 beer magic.
Do you have a sinking feeling when you're in your house? If so, you've got problems. Sinking or settling concrete slabs in your driveway, patio, or in your home are not just a nuisance and an eyesore. Uneven concrete slabs are trip hazards.
Whoa!
And a threat to your health and safety.
Oh.
The foundation specialists at Pure Magic have the cure for sinking concrete slabs, and it's called polyjacking. Pure Magic injects polyurethane resins into loose soils, voids, and water pathways under the concrete, which provides a watertight stabilizing base that will support your concrete slabs for decades. Only the polyjacking system from Pure Magic targets the cause, so the cure is long-lasting at a fraction of the cost of replacement. If you've got uneven, sinking concrete around your home, call Pure Magic at 314-487-2562. Now, your first choice solution is also the fastest and most affordable. Sinking concrete structures need polyjacking. For that, you need Pure Magic at PureMagic.com.